I find your grace in the rhythm of life. Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty. We were covering the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of the foremost rights is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attain ma'rifatullah. And we were discussing the various ways in which we can gain that ma'rifah. Today, inshallah, we'll be discussing a new method, a new way, a new means of attaining the gnosis and recognition of Allah Almighty. And that relates to the heart, the qalb. And the Sufi kiram, and in the books of tasawwuf, you'll find the heart mentioned frequently, numerously. It plays a key role in attaining the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, and he references the heart in many places, but this is just one verse. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is the one whose heart Allah has opened for Islam, and he is upon nur from his Lord. There's a further part to the verse as well, but in a nutshell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparing two hearts. He's saying the heart which has been opened and expanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Islam, it's upon light from Allah, is that heart the same as the other heart which is devoid and bereft of this light of Islam? That it does not contain the nur of Islam in it. Of course, there's no taqabul. Allah ta'ala is asking rhetorically. There is no comparison in reality. And this heart that a person has, this is vital in attaining ma'rifatullah. And it goes without saying that every believer on a foundational level has that nur of Islam. So his heart is on its way on this journey towards attaining ma'rifatullah, because that heart believes in Allah, as opposed to someone who disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is nowhere. He has no rank, no daraja, no status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then within creation, you have people who have a greater maqam in the sight of Allah, and their hearts are more purified. Their hearts are more receptive of this light, this nur. So the levels differ and vary. For example, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed heart, the ma'rifah that his blessed heart contains, the nur that his blessed heart contains, no one in creation has that similar level, that same level. Meaning he is the greatest in this regard, as he is the greatest in every other regard as well, within the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala himself says regarding the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ O beloved, did we not open your chest for you, expand your heart for you? So Allah ta'ala is mentioning the favor on the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Allah Ta'ala opened his heart. And when we study Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, when we study the night journey of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that Shaqqus Sadr took place when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's noble chest was split open and his blessed heart was taken out. What happened? Jibreel Amin alayhi salam brought a tray, and there was a vessel, and the contents of that vessel were poured into the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after it was taken out of his blessed chest. So the blessed heart was taken out of the Prophet alayhi salam's chest, and the contents of that vessel, that nur, was poured into the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart was filled with this nur. What was the hikmah? What was the reason for this? The ulama say that later on, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam journeyed from Al-Masjid al-Haram all the way till Masjid al-Aqsa, from Masjid al-Aqsa towards the heavens and beyond, he met Anbiya alayhi salam. He performed the imamat of the Anbiya alayhi salam. And this entire journey culminated in him seeing the divine vision of Allah Almighty. Allah Ta'ala strengthened and fortified the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, so that he can observe all of these things on this special night, so that his heart could bear the visions, the observations, the things that manifested to him. This was the hikmah behind that. So our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he has the most purest heart. And when we speak about differing levels, look at the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. Okay, obviously the Prophet alayhi salam's example is a very unique example, and it's the peak of what we are discussing, meaning a heart filled with ma'rifatullah. But look at the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. The heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and the ma'rifah that it contained, the noor that it contained, no other Sahabi possessed that same level of noor in the heart, that same level of ma'rifah that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an possessed. Then you look at the awliyaullah, the likes of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu anhu, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. His ma'rifatullah was unique, greatest in his time, and even greater than those after him. Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Baba Farid Gan Shakar rahmatullahi alayhi, great awliyaullah, their ma'rifatullah and their heart, the state of their heart, were unique, and they were matchless. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about expanding the heart of people for Islam, placing noor in it, the noor of Islam in it. And this noor of Islam, what does this grant you? Guidance. This grants you hidayah. This grants you ma'rifah. This grants you recognition of Allah Almighty. And then according to one's ability and capability, one attains that noor. So the heart plays a massive role, a key role in attaining the ma'rifah, the gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it can never be the case that somebody is sinful and his heart is stained, darkened, impure, polluted, corrupted, and he has attained great ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's contradiction. They can't coexist. A pure heart leads to ma'rifatullah. An impure heart is an obstacle in attaining great ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to have purity of the heart first. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alluded to. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna fil jasadi mudghatan." Indeed, there is a piece of flesh in the body. "Idha salahat, salaha al jasadu kullu." If it is sound, then the entire body is sound. "وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ." And if it is corrupt, then the entire body is corrupt as well. "أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Take heed, it is the heart." Meaning this is the piece of flesh that the Prophet ﷺ was referring to. If the heart is sound, the rest of the body is sound. If the heart is corrupt, the rest of the body is corrupt. And taqwa, this is something that is found within the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, and he says, فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, it is from the piety of the hearts. So the hearts are the epicenter, the focal point of taqwa. And when a person has this taqwa, has this purity of the heart, the rest of the limbs follow suit. So his eyes only look towards that which is permissible. His eyes refrain from looking at haram, because he knows that that's a poisonous arrow. When he looks at haram, this will spoil his heart. His ears only take pleasure in listening to Al-Quran Al-Kareem, na'at, praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listening to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His ears stay far away and distant from listening to backbiting, listening to lying, listening to music, listening to gossip, all of these things. Then a person's hands only grip and pick up that thing which is permissible, touch something which is permissible. The feet only go towards that area, that place, that thing, that action, which is jaiz, which is permissible and pleasing to the Lord Almighty. They don't go towards anything which is haram. So the heart's pure, the heart is sound, the rest of the body is sound. And if the heart's corrupt, the rest of the body is corrupt. Then the eyes will look towards haram. The eyes will be desirous of looking towards that which is unlawful. The ears will want to listen to music and the likes. And they become corrupted. The hands and feet will follow suit. So purity of the heart leads to purity in actions, purity of the mind, pure thoughts. Now, today, you have some people, they say, okay, so-and-so doesn't pray, so-and-so doesn't cover and veil themselves, but they've got a clean heart, they're clean-hearted, they're pure-hearted. You think, what does that mean? Surely if someone's heart was pure and polished, they would bow down to their Lord 5 times a day, just as He has commanded, Jalla Jalalu. Surely if the person's heart was clean, they would act upon the command of Allah in veiling themselves, meaning the female believers. Because salah hasn't been commanded by me, by you, by our forefathers, by our relatives, by our friends. Salah has been commanded by the Lord Almighty, the Lord of all the worlds. Veiling, where does that hukum come from? Again, not from anyone in our community. That hukum comes direct from Al-Quran Al-Kareem, the divine speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when someone says that an individual has a clean heart, but they don't pray, they have a clean heart, but they don't veil themselves, they have a clean heart, but they don't stay away from harming others, this is a contradiction. One of the biggest contradictions ever. And how can you say someone has a clean heart, but their actions are impure? Someone has a clean and pure heart, but their actions are displeasing to Allah. Someone has a clean heart, they are worthy of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. May Allah ta'ala guide us. May Allah ta'ala grant us true understanding of the deen. So the heart is pure, ma'rifah is gained. The heart is clean and polished. Recognition of Allah, gnosis of Allah Almighty is attained by a believer. Now a question arises here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions in the Quran regarding purity of actions, purity of the heart, the excellence in this regard. And He says, Jalla Jalaluhu, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and He has made Iman beloved to you, and He has adorned it in your hearts, and He has made kufr, transgression, and sins deplorable to you, disliked to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, and this is in reference to the Sahaba foremost, because Sahaba had that purity of the heart. Sahaba valued their Iman more than everything. They protected their Iman more than everything. And when you love something, you keep it away from all harm. People love their children. Of course, the gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have children, we try our utmost to keep them happy. We don't want any sort of harm reaching them, any sort of pain reaching them, any sort of displeasing thing reaching them. Why? We love them. And look at Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has made Iman beloved to you. So the true believers, they protect their Iman from all things that could negatively impact it. So for Iman, a believer is willing to sacrifice everything. His life, his wealth, his health, every single thing. Because Iman takes precedence. Iman is most beloved to a believer. Iman comes first. Everything else comes afterwards. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how He has decorated and adorned this Iman in the hearts of the people. We do anything to see this Iman flourish, to see this Iman prosper. So that Iman that is beloved to us and Allah ta'ala has adorned it in our hearts, what happens? We embellish that Iman. We do good actions. We preserve that Iman. We maintain that Iman. Subhanallah. And look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says lastly. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ. Allah Jalla wa Ala says that He has made it dislike to you. What? Al-kufra. Disbelief. وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ. Transgression and sins as well. These are signs of true believers. They hate kufr. You know, they can't love Iman and love kufr. That's a massive, huge contradiction. That if you love Iman, you have to hate kufr for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because kufr means denying Allah, rejecting Allah, abandoning Allah, na'udhu billah, insulting Allah. So how can a person like that? And fusuq, sins, transgressions, immoral acts, and isyan, sins. A person who has Iman, who embellishes that Iman, beautifies that Iman through good actions. How could he like something which taints that Iman? that makes that iman unsightly, that corrupts that iman, like sins and transgressions. How can you like that? So the true believers who attain ma'rifatullah are those who iman is beloved to more than everything else. Allah adorns that iman in their hearts. They do good actions to beautify that iman. And then the third thing Allah mentions is that they hate kufr, fusuq, isyan. Ulaika hum rashidun. Allah Ta'ala says, these are the people who are guided. These are the people who have ma'rifatullah. These are the people whose hearts are filled with light, with nur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala, anhum ajma'in, grant us such iman, grant us such purity of the heart, grant us the tawfiq to embellish this heart, to beautify and adorn this heart throughout our lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all those acts that pollute our heart, pollute our center of ma'rifah. This is the epicenter, this is where the ma'rifatullah is poured into our hearts. The nur of Islam is poured into the hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from spoiling this heart, from tainting this heart, from dirtying this heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to continue striving in this way, striving in His way to purify our hearts. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace, in the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.